It is day two of the Democrats' opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, who is accused of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and obstructing Congress as they investigated. Congressman Jim Jordan is a Republican from Ohio who is one of eight House members working on President Trump's defense team and joins us now. Congressman, welcome.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So the Democratic House managers have been making their case. Is the Trump defense team going to respond point by point to the evidence that the Democrats have presented?
The Trump defense team will present the facts, and the facts are all on the president's side. They'll also talk about the unconstitutional nature of the two articles, and I also believe they will discuss the process abuse. The lack of due process is a better way to say it, that took place in the House of Representatives. The president was denied just any measure, any semblance of due process. He wasn't allowed to have lawyers present during the witness deposition. He wasn't allowed to cross-examine. I mean, it was and Republicans couldn't subpoena any of the witnesses we wanted. So that'll be part of the case as well. But primarily, it's going to be, I think, pointing out the fact that the key facts are all on the president's side.
Well, wasn't the president offered the chance to have lawyers and he decided not to, that the White House decided that they didn't want to have their lawyers in those hearings in the House committee?
Yeah, the last week of a process that started on September 24th when Nancy Pelosi announced that they were going to do an impeachment investigation. And the last week when it finally went to the Judiciary Committee in December, they said, oh, by the way, we'll let you come now. No, never mind the 17 depositions done in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. We're not going to let the White House have any lawyers there. We're not going to let the Republicans subpoena any of the witnesses they want to ask questions. And in fact, the witnesses that the Democrats subpoenaed, there were times when Adam Schiff prevented questions we had as Republicans, prevented the witness from answering our questions. Democrats got all their questions answered in those depositions, but Republicans didn't, because Adam Schiff served as not only chairman, he served as counsel for the witnesses that he subpoenaed.
Congressman,
there was no way the president had any kind of due process in the House proceedings.
So to where we are now, do you agree that the president did nothing wrong? This is what he said, that it is not wrong to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival and to hold up military aid to that country at the same time.
Well, look, aid was not ultimately held. It was paused for a few days when the president was checking out to make sure that this new guy, this former TV personality who just got elected and whose party had just taken over their parliament, to see if he was legit, if he was a genuine reformer as he campaigned to be. And over that time, the president became convinced, because senior U.S. officials met with President Zelensky. We had U.S. senators. We had the vice president. We had the head of the NSC all meet with President Zelensky in that 55-day period when the aid was on hold. And they all said, you know what, we think this guy's going to, he's the real deal.
But even if that's the case, and that is definitely in dispute, that's the reason why the aid was withheld, is it okay for him to ask for a favor, as he did on that call, for the president of Ukraine to investigate a political rival?
Jeremy, you're missing the four key facts. The four key facts are, we have the call transcript. Tell me where the quid pro quo was. Wasn't there. The two individuals who were on the call, who talked to each other, have repeatedly said, in fact, the very next day, President Zelensky, in a previously scheduled meeting, the very next day, so the call's on the 25th, the next day, July 26th, President Zelensky meets with Ambassadors Volker, Sondland, and Taylor in Kyiv. And guess what he said? The call was great. The call was fine. Had a good call with the President of the United States. No pressure, no linkage, no pushing. He later repeatedly says that there was none of that. Third, Ukrainians didn't even know aid was on hold at the time of the call. So how could there be pressure? How could there be a favor? How could we say, if you want the aid, you got to do X? They didn't even know aid was on hold at the time. And most importantly, tell me when they started the investigation. Tell me when they promised to start the investigation. Tell me when they announced they were thinking about starting. It never happened. So this idea that somehow there was a quid pro quo, to have a quid pro quo, something has to happen. They never made the announcement. They never started an investigation, and they've never promised to start an investigation. And guess what? They got the meeting with the president. They got the money, and they got the phone call. The Democrats don't want to look at the facts.
Yeah, we're getting a preview, I guess, of what we're going to hear when the Trump defense team has its moment in the Senate trial. Do you think that there should be witnesses at this point, based on what you've heard? Should there be witnesses allowed in this trial?
I think the case should have been or the trial should have been done already. I mean, I think that a motion to dismiss, a motion to acquit up front, would have been the appropriate measure. The Senate said, no, we're going to hear from both sides, let them present their arguments, and then take the questions. At that point, there'll be a decision made whether there'll be witnesses or not. That'll be up to the United States Senate. I think once they see all the facts, as we've just talked about in a brief way here, but once they see all the facts laid out, I think that they'll I hope that there won't be witnesses called. But if you do, if you go down that road, if you start down the witness road, then you got to go all the way down it. You can't just say, the prosecution can call their witnesses, but the president can't call witnesses he might want. So if we're going to start down that road, I think you got to go all the way down it.
That is Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, who is one of the House members working on President Trump's defense team in the impeachment trial. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Jeremy. Take care.